Okay, I just want to wrap up. So can I just get your attention just for a couple minutes? I hope you found today a helpful place to be, a helpful time to come and to get your questions, certainly get your thoughts going. Let me just try and wrap up and then tell you some of the options to maybe help you think a little bit more. I hope at the very least you will come away from today knowing that not all religions teach the same things. In fact, I've been scribbling down some questions like, who is God? Who is Jesus? What is salvation? And I think those are good questions to ask of any different religion. And I've just been scribbling down some of the answers that people have been given today. So who is God? A Buddhist would say there is no God. And we're working our way ultimately towards nothingness. That's one thing. Islam, we've heard, says there is one God. Allah is defined as the one who begets not and is not begotten. Whereas the Christian claim is that God is Trinity. In fact, that Jesus is God's only begotten Son. So as I just listen, I think now they can't all be the same thing. There are differences. What is salvation? Well, we've heard that salvation for some is to not exist. For some, it is to appear before the judgment based on your good deeds. For Christians, it is to appear before the judgment to be held accountable to God, but to be saved completely by Jesus. So there are big, big differences, and I hope you're going to go away and explore some of those differences. I think the title was All Religious Paths Lead to Life. So maybe if I just finish my wrap-up and then tell you what to do with this. What would Christianity say to that question? Do all religious paths lead to life? Well, do all religious paths lead to God? Ian has told us the answer to that is yes. There can be no avoidance of a meeting with God. We will meet God one day. But do all religious paths lead to life? Well, that's a different question entirely. And according to Christianity, only Jesus Christ will lead us to life. Now, that's a huge, huge claim. And I think because the stakes are so high, I would encourage you to investigate a little bit more. How could you do it? Well, here are some options. If you're an international student and this very day, in fact, in about 2 hours, if you want to explore more, you'll see some colored bits of paper on your tables. If you want to come and hear more about the God who created us from a Christian point of view, I'm going to be speaking about that, and I'm going to be answering lots of questions as well. You also have a leaflet on your tables, which is a feedback form and also enables you to work out what else is going on throughout the next 2 weeks. Loads of more events for you to learn more. We'd also love your comments. We'd love you to fill this in. There might be a particular option that is appropriate to you. You may want to find out more. Maybe just take that. I want to investigate more about Jesus, maybe even read the Bible. I love meeting up with people in the UK to do this. I'm sure someone could do that here. Why don't you just look at that, scribble down what's appropriate, any comments, and on your way out, there'll be baskets and you can put that in. On your way out, you may want to visit the resource table, and here you go, everything's free. So you may want to pick up something that is very appropriate for you. There is a book called A Spectator's Guide to World Religions. I've read that. I think it's a great book, which will give you a bit of a taster of different world religions. If you make it past the free resource table, then on my left outside on the lawns, there is a free afternoon tea. So what better? You've filled your mind. You're going to get some free resources. You might learn some more later on, and you're going to get some free food as well. I think that is a great afternoon out. There's not much left for me to say up front. I do think we should thank our panelists. So would you give them a round of applause? And that's it. So thank you for coming. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.